And I found out that it's National Mentoring Month. The way that I found that is because Wayne Waddleton, who is the family-based coordinator amongst his many hats for DETCOM, came in and reminded me of this. Good morning.
Good morning, Al. How's everything going?
Everything is awesome. You know, often we see someone who is older, wiser, gone through the stuff, and we, if we're in our insecurities, we have a tendency to go, I don't need anything from him or her, you know. And but the reality is, I have to tell you, as a person who has been mentored almost all of my adult life by some gentleman that I really, really respect and has just taught me all kinds of stuff, it is one of the most important things for my life, and it might be for yours.
I would agree, Al. One of the things that we're doing this month, because it's National Mentoring Month, at DETCOG, we have a program called the Honors Mentoring Program, in which we find mentors for kids that have incarcerated parents, a very specific group of children out there.
You know, that is an area that probably would almost go unseen.
Well, they do, because no one wants to wave their hand and say, hey, guess what? My dad, my mom is incarcerated right now.
Right.
Look,
it's embarrassing,
me.
Right. Yeah. And yet they are the ones that need it. And probably some great kids come out of this program that you've seen over the years.
When I say that, people don't realize that most of these kids are not in trouble at school.
Right.
They're doing well in school. They're doing well in the community. But they just need somebody to spend just a little bit of time with them. Because, you know, they...
Be a role model.
Be a role model. Be a role model. And also, the caregiver at home may or may not want to talk about the parent that's incarcerated.
Right.
So who do they have to talk to about
it? And
that?
Because it's embarrassing on their part, but it's like, how do you explain that to,
yes,
to a child?
You, yes,
know? If a person would like to be involved in this, how would they go about doing
it? All
that?
They have to do is give us a call down at DETCOG at 936-634-2247 and ask for Wayne Waddleton or Dora Wilmore.
Now, is this all of January?
This is all of January.
So it's not that far before it's over with.
Yes.
But the bottom line on this one is to make recognition so that someone could start doing it.
Exactly. And we're reaching out to the Christian community because we know so many people in our community want to find a way to serve. And they may not feel like I'm a pastor or I do this much at church, but this is a way that every Christian in this community can actually serve.
Now, if they just picked up the phone and called DETCOG, anybody could help them or put them in touch with,
yes, without question,
all your helpers.
Just call DETCOG and we will get you shown to the right person.